Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I'm back. Hope you had a great weekend. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you become that way, or you get that way, I should say, by simply getting informed. That's really what it boils down to, right? If you got the information you need, you can truly make things happen. At least that's how I feel. I've been wrong before, though. It's not the first time. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Kimberly Moran's going to join me right after the break. We got a bootload to talk about. David Horowitz up in the second hour. I always love talking with him, because to put it bluntly, there ain't no game playing with him. He actually gets mad at me several times for calling calling them Democrats. Because they're not Democrats, they're communists. I came out of that party. So I'll let you listen to him. I'll let you listen to what he has to say. He'll join us in the second hour. And then, God, you know, what do they call it? Word salad, right? I don't think it's word salad. I think these people actually believe some of this stuff that they're pushing on us, or pushing at us, or whatever. You know, you got Nancy Pelosi who can't figure out. She can't figure out. Listen to this. You got to listen to this and tell me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just too ignorant to understand. This is Nancy Pelosi. I don't even know what she's trying to explain. I know what it was. This has nothing to do, what's going on has nothing to do with government spending, because, you ready for this one? Really, seriously, if you have liquid in your mouth, swallow. Because government spending actually reduces debt. Take a listen.
So when we're having this discussion, it's important to dispel some of those who say, well, it's the government spending. No, it isn't. The government spending is doing the exact reverse, reducing the national debt. So when we're having this discussion, it's important to dispel some of those who say, well, it's the government spending.
When we're having these discussions, it's important to understand. There's some of those who say, well, it's government spending that's causing all these problems. No, it isn't the government spending. It's doing the exact reverse, reducing the deficit, the national debt. Right. How did she ever become a millionaire, a gabillionaire, with that kind of economics? Oh, I get it. I get it. Because they know ahead of time what's going to happen, so they know when to buy and sell stocks, right? So let me see if I got this right. We're borrowing money from China and outside sources to pay our bills. To pay our bills. And some of that money we're borrowing, we're using to pay the interest on the money we already borrowed. Isn't that like credit? Isn't that like borrowing from one credit card to pay to another, pay to another, pay to another? I'm just guessing here. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. So we're taking tax money and we're throwing it in the government coffers. And it's the government. Now, think about something. Think about something. So instead of taking that tax money and paying down the debt we already have, we're using that tax money to pay for the interest of the money that we've already borrowed, and then we have to borrow more money to pay the actual bills we have. Now, somewhere in all of that, because again, I'm not an economics major, somewhere in all of that, it brings the debt down. Hello? Is this thing on? I'm just trying to figure it out. I'll take anyone. I'll even take a really crazy explanation. Can any one of you explain how that actually works? Now, I know I have Democrat friends who will try to explain it. And I tell them not even a waste their time. Because this is not going to work with me. I don't believe you. Lay it out on the table. Show me how it works. You can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Just the Ukrainian war, it's not gone, people. Yeah, some of you are not talking about it anymore because you think it's all okay and everything's cool. Well, it's not. You know, and talking about, you know, again, spending more money because somehow it fixes the deficit. I'll never understand this stuff. You can't give me enough crack. You can't give me enough dope to have this make sense. You got a Washington Democrat socialist who's a congressional candidate, calls for breaking. No, seriously, no joke. She wants you to break into empty homes, homes that were up for foreclosure, that have been closed up. Now, this is a congressional candidate.
Helping our environment.
How exciting. A congressional candidate, right, out of Washington, telling people to break the law. And when did this be? Well, actually, Dubs has been doing it forever. Right? Parsons is a member of the Democrat Socialists of America. She's running for a representing Washington 6th District. In a video ad, she outlined what she said her followers could do if she wins. If I win, I'm going to push a bill that allows you to break into foreclosed upon homes. Isn't that wonderful? We'll be back in a minute. We'll see what Kimberly Moran has to say. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-Joey-55732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her viewpoint and her being with us every week. And Kimberly, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, did you... you heard the opening salvo with Pelosi, where she thinks that... I can play it again if you'd like. She thinks that... by spending government money, people have the wrong idea. Because what it actually does is it reduces debt. I must have missed economics class. Economics 102, A, B, C, D, F, G.
So you know what? She's not a moron, Joe. Her supporters are morons. She, Nancy Pelosi, has so much disdain for the American people, specifically her own constituents, that she will lie to them and think they will believe the BS that she's spewing. That's disgusting. You know, we can laugh about, oh, she's a moron, this or that. She's not a moron. She knows she's lying. And she hates her constituents and the American people so much that she's intentionally lying to them, because she knows a lot of them, especially her supporters who keep voting for her, will believe her. That's the problem. That's the real issue. Because all anyone has to do is look throughout history at government spending. Doesn't matter under Democrat or Republican. Increased spending, borrowing, leads to inflation. It happens every time. You can just look at throughout history of inflation and see what triggered it, what caused it. But, you know, none of her supporters and most Americans won't bother taking that effort. They'll just believe whatever these psychopathic, America-hating politicians
say. They won't think through any of it, right?
I mean, no, they...
Look, I don't need a college degree. Nope. To figure out that if I'm borrowing money from Joe Smith to pay my bills, but I got new bills coming in, right? And I'm paying interest on the old bills. And this is just a round robin of borrowing money from countries that hate us.
We're right? Not only borrowing money from countries that hate us, but we're borrowing it and giving it to countries that hate us or the most corrupt countries in the world. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're borrowing on America's future, but it's affecting us now because we can't afford any of this. That's why inflation keeps rising, kids. It's not for any other reason. It's certainly not for corporate greed, because guess what? Corporations are getting screwed, too, with higher costs. Higher labor costs, higher delivery costs, higher everything. Everything has increased in cost.
Yep. No, listen... in California, we were having it even worse. And now they're talking about, you know, drought conditions where they could easily fix this. You got farmers that can't grow. I mean, seriously, you had Newsom, I think it was like 6 or 7 months ago, made some asinine comment about the farmers wasting water. Farmers wasting water when they reclaim, what do they call it, gray water, whatever it's called. They
you know what, don't
the
even...
Water. Go ahead.
Don't even talk to me about California. California is that place that decided a stupid little smelt was more important than farmers and food for the American people.
Yeah. You know what that little thing is, right? Remember, on the East Coast, we call them minnows.
It's bait. It's fish bait.
We use them, yes. I was just going to say that. Use them to catch other fish.
Yeah, because I used to fish when I was a kid.
Yep.
So they destroyed the livelihood of farmers, but they didn't just destroy the livelihood of farmers. They destroyed farmers growing food to feed Americans and whoever else. That's what they did over a bait fish that there's plenty in this country. That's California. But you know what, Joe? It's not just California, because I forgot to add that government regulations are also harming and adding to inflation because they make everything more expensive. But and they make supply less.
Do you think that Newsom's winery will have to adhere to the new water rationing?
Do you think, please? His grass is always green, isn't it?
He bought that. I can't remember if it was the house or the winery, but the winery, he bought it for a third of what it was worth.
Of course.
Okay? And was in the middle of selling it, and it was for like three, four times what he bought it for. And there was such an outrage that he kind of put it on hold for a while. It's like, when they get caught, they're like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know anybody was actually paying attention to the corruption that I was about to perform.
It never stopped. You couldn't write this stuff.
No, but the thing is, Joe, they get away with it. Who actually ever gets... Very rarely does a corrupt politician get prosecuted and thrown in prison. I want to say probably at least half of them should be prosecuted and thrown in prison for something.
Yeah.
Most of them don't. You or I would, of course, because that's how it works.
In a heartbeat. You make one mistake on your taxes and watch what happens. But if you're Al Sharpton, you know, the race baiter, you can get, what was it, he was $4 million plus interest and penalties. I don't see that anybody dragging him off. I don't see anybody attaching any of his stuff.
Of course not. Of course not.
You know why, right?
Well, because they probably have stuff on other people.
No. I mean, the bottom line was because he's a black man, right? He's a black man, and you know he holds up, he fights for the injustices done to the black community. As long as you pay him enough, but
yeah,
right? I mean, seriously,
all of us would be in prison for that one, for sure.
God,
for sure. Whether you're black or not, if you're a prole and you're not one of these elitists, you would be in prison.
No, here's the thing, you know, and again, I think Alfonso Rachel and both Sonny Schmidt, both of them, you know, when we talk about like BLM, for instance, for what went down as of late in the BLM, the nonprofit group, with the amount of money that's been funneled and pushed in different directions, anybody of any other color would already been in handcuffs. They would have grabbed the equipment, they would have shut the thing down, and they'd be under investigation.
Wait. Anybody who wasn't, as long as they were black, conservative, they were black conservatives, they would have been screwed too.
Oh, that's true too. I'll give you that. But we'll go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Defense leaders from across the world have agreed to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. American Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages were the besieged country.
I'm especially grateful to Denmark, which announced today that it will provide a Harpoon launcher and missiles to help Ukraine defend its coast. I'd also like to thank the Czech Republic for its substantial support, including a recent donation of attack helicopters, tanks, and rocket systems.
Austin said during the virtual meeting that Ukraine officials have made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Stocks closed higher Monday after 7 weeks of losses. The Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq climbed more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 gained close to 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby,
Joey, 55-7-3-2-5-5-6-3. Get involved. Get engaged. Just, you know what? Get informed. How about we start there? Get informed, figure it out, and then do it that way. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you're getting engaged, that you're getting informed. Let me bring her on. I always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. Always from the New England, which is, you know, you got to admit something. The New England perspective on politics is not the same as it is across the country. It's very, as my mom would say, it's very Yankee-ish.
Not quite sure what that means.
Yeah. Well, what was it? The Blue Bloods, right? Very, very, my aunt calls it pasty white-ish.
I call it Casper White-ish.
Oh, God. Anyway, always appreciate the time that people are writing us. And some of the stuff that they write in, I wish I could understand what they were saying. I mean, that's why I say get informed. Some of the stuff you don't have a clue on. Like we were talking about the water shortage in California. And I said it was based on, you know, on the fact that we have the water, we refuse to catch it properly, we refuse to, you know, dole it out the way we're supposed to, we refuse to turn on the pumps in the San Francisco Delta. I'm not going to go through all that. You know, we're protecting fish that help us catch other fish. You know, you got to do that, I guess. I don't know. But seriously, but it is self-inflicted. We do have the water. Do your research instead of writing me letters saying, you know, I think you're off on this one. Off on what? You know? By the way, also, we were talking about I was talking about the BLM stuff. Somebody sent me an article during the break about how the co-founder doled out over $8 million of the group's money for Canadian mansion because they needed it to meet in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was their excuse for getting that mansion.
I can't stand it.
And they've literally done nothing for the black community. Not one thing. Nothing.
Nope.
But you know what? All these people who get donated money and all these corporations who gave them money, suckers. I I could have told you this was going to happen.
Oh, it's not going away anytime soon. It's really hilarious. All right, I just want to know, are you going to get your monkeypox shot, or are you going to wait?
What do you think? I'm behaving. I'm behaving right now.
I know you are. I mean, seriously, how many more billionaires are going to happen with this one, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll be making more money. From what I understand, it's just the smallpox vaccine anyway, so a bunch of people already have it. Right?
Yeah.
They can take their monkeypox. I can't. They can just jump. I'm trying to behave. I'm really, really hard trying to behave.
You're killing me. Really, seriously.
That's why people have to follow me on Twitter, because I don't behave.
No, you don't. I will give you that one there. I roll around. I'm going, okay, better enjoy now, because they're going to shut her down in about 37 seconds, right? Be all over.
I used to behave, and then I just decided I got too mad over things, and I'm like, you know what? Behaving doesn't work. I'm not doing it anymore.
No, they don't. Yeah. Yeah, they don't. It's really true. They don't care. Even if you got the truth out there, they don't care.
Nope.
Right? Nope. It's just craziness. And again, like I said, it isn't going to stop anytime soon. All right, so I got kind of a lighthearted, funny one for you.
Okay.
I figured I'd give you something to chuckle about. Apparently in Texas every year there's a topless Jeep weekend.
Meaning the top is down.
What's that?
Meaning the top is down.
Kind of.
Oh, God, please.
Apparently some people didn't get the message that they were talking about the Jeep being topless. And so...
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. My butt... I now have a lot of friends that live in Texas. And apparently... They had, I guess they have an overload of people that showed up this weekend because they didn't know. I mean, they thought it was going to be a different kind of spectacle. And it turned out that some people did show up and decide they were going to go topless. And there were many arrests made, not just for drunk and disorderly, but for being topless.
For being stupid? Well, that is an embarrassment.
I was going to say something, but you know what? Remember, was it a couple of years ago? You and I were talking about this movement afoot. What was it?
Oh my God! Free the
free the nipple.
Oh good.
Free
Lord
the
Almighty.
Nipples. Remember that one?
Yes.
It's like, are you people for real? Is that really what we've become?
Instantly, I knew what you meant as a Jeep owner, right? Instantly, I knew exactly what you meant. These other people are morons.
No. I don't know this to be fact, but I'm thinking we've got a lot of Californians going to Texas, and they're not just
you're right.
Hardcore conservatives. Some of them are, you know, California people. You know what I mean?
Some of them are morons. Really?
Oh, I am sure. That they were thinking, oh, wow, this is cool, let's go. And I bet you if I could get the records, you'd find out the majority of those people were arrested for not wearing everything they were supposed to wear were Californians. I'd find it hard to believe that they were anything but.
It could have been some people that just decided to take it to the next step for whatever reason, but that's just, as a Jeep owner, unacceptable. If you were, like, if you did that intentionally and you weren't just a moron, being a moron is one thing, but doing it intentionally is just, it's harmful to the event and it's embarrassing to fellow Jeep owners.
Yeah, it just gets crazier. I'm hearing stories about what's going on in Texas and Oklahoma and a few other places, and the first thing you want to say, every time you hear the story, the first thing I want to say is, oh, they're from California. No question about it. Right?
They really should check their board. They really should check their border more probably for that than anything.
Oh, listen, I understand now why plenty of people wish that California would roll off into the sea.
God, yeah. No, I'm not saying roll off into the sea. I just think we should give California back to Mexico.
I'm with you. And they have
it's
to
already
keep
there pretty much anyway.
But they have to keep everybody in there. They can't.
Oh, God, yeah. No, we can let the good people out, like you and Tammy, and
okay.
The good people have a chance to escape. That's it, though.
All right, so I'm gonna have some fun with it. You're talking about crazy people. It must be a West Coast thing, though. It has to be. Think about this: you got Oregon, Washington, and California. I mean, the three most liberal states on the planet next to, you know, New York and a few others. But we were talking about that Washington Democrat, socialist. She's a congressional candidate. She is actually approving breaking in the homes, right? Foreclosed homes, homes that have been abandoned for a while. There's no reason in the world why you can't have the be allowed to live in those homes. Nobody else is living in there, even though they're owned by the bank or they're owned by whatever. And you're saying to yourself, my God, this person is running. Now think about that. She's telling people to be lawless. What is she running on? Like, not to be, not to uphold the law. Usually we hold, we hire people to uphold the law, not to skirt the law.
Well, and she's one of those people that would be implementing or creating laws, right? She's running for legislature?
Yeah, she's running for Congress.
Yeah, so she would be a lawmaker, and she's telling people to be lawbreakers. Is she going to change the law? Is she going to change the law? I can't even with this one. Is she going to change the law to say, hey, if a house is, you know, if it's been taken over the bank, it's foreclosed on, go ahead and squat, and it's all yours. First come, first serve. I mean, what the hell?
Do you remember the days when you would see a story like this and you would go, oh, that's not real. Yeah, don't let them fool you. And you know, and it was always like an April Fool's kind of thing, right?
Joe, Democrats are going to put the Babylon Bee out of business because everything they say is far more insane than what the Babylon Bee can even come up with now.
Oh, God.
But it's real.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. It is
real. It's too hard to come up with satire when reality is far worse.
Well, this woman is pushing for, yeah, I know, you made a comment on Twitter that you didn't like it, but she was pushing for $30 an hour for minimum wage, housing for everybody. So you get $30 an hour, plus you get free apartment, you know, or housing of some kind. It's just nuts.
Yeah, she's the one. I told her it should be $100 an hour or 80 or something. I forget.
Rebecca Parsons, remember that name. Don't vote for Rebecca Parsons. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5, Girl Joe. 855-732-556. You know what? I was just talking to Kimberly. I'm thinking to myself, okay. When you go to a topless Jeep, where is your mind at? That the first thing to your mind is I got to go without the bra.
I mean, what's funny is they make bras for Jeeps too.
I'm not trying to call anybody out for anything, but where is your mind at? Again, when the first thing that comes to your head is topless, so I get to go without bra. Where have we gone?
No, actually, topless means no shirt. You could have a bra on, but it means no shirt on.
Okay.
And it usually applies only to women.
So, explain this one to me, Batman. Batwoman, I guess, in your case. I don't know what you, I don't know. I don't. I'm not going to suggest what you identify as.
How about bat with the B word?
So,
Apparently, now I have sports bras, right? We're talking about sports bras here. Nike come out with a new sports bra. Or a new line. Adidas. I'm sorry, not Nike. But Adidas came out with a new line of sports bras. So I don't know about you, but if you come out with a new line of running shoes, you don't show a bunch of people running track barefooted, right? You would show the running shoes.
Correct.
But apparently Adidas thought it would be really cool to show their new line or do a commercial for their new line of sports bras by having a bunch of naked women or bare breasts. And I didn't go look, but I'm told that there was a whole line of bare-breasted women promoting the new sports bra. I'm just thoroughly confused. Apparently, I don't get too old to understand.
This is just awful. I'm looking at the ad. It's just awful. It's just so stupid. Like, you could have put your sports bra on all of these women to show how much better your support bra is. Your sports bra is.
I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Our new sports bra range contains 43 styles so everyone can find the right fit for them. Why don't you show us instead of showing naked, different naked boobs? Because not interested.
Yeah, I'm seriously. Again, you look at this stuff, right? And you say, where have we gone? Where when we're talking about advertising some of the stuff, the first place we have to go is the things like that. Why not really show how they help? Anything. I don't care what it is. Show it is how they. Now we get these. We got. I know. I'm sounding like that guy that screams, "Get off his lawn!" Right? But I mean, what are
those? I'll be saying that someday,
Tommy. Yeah, you'll actually have a shotgun in your hand, I'm sure. Tommy John commercials, right?
Tommy John.
The commercials that help your junk stay in place. I mean,
excuse me. Oh, that's underwear, right?
Yes.
Men's underwear.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And you gotta. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm floored by some of this stuff, and I think about the commercials that they're having. What was the other one? Manscaping. Right? Now, all of a sudden, every inch of our body has to be hairless? Really?
I don't know if I've seen that one. But, you know, my I don't watch television that much, so when I see commercials, it's, you know, it's sometimes it's interesting. But we were complaining when they were like, commercials used to actually be funny. We were like shocked at some of them. Like, why? That's what we ask. It's like a Seinfeld episode. Why?
Yeah. No,
because they're just so bad.
You're so right. You know, you're so right. I mean, commercials used to make you giggle and laugh, and now they all have a political undertone to them, or they go right from political to, like, you know, rated.
You know what? The best commercials either make you laugh or cry.
Yes.
That's in my opinion. Because all the other ones, I don't even know what they're selling, and I don't care. Because they're either, like, they try to go for the shock value, and it just, it's like, you're an idiot. Or all the commercials are for Big Pharma, and, you could take this medicine to help this one thing, but it might kill you and cause all these other things. Woohoo! And they show people all happy, except, you know, one of them could die.
All right, so what are your favorite areas of discussion? It's some of the shootings that took place, you know, last week, and they're coming back again. They're looking for the gun grab again, which is nothing new. And I was saying that, you know, somebody heard me say on the show last week that I was going, look, why is this the fault? You're blaming the Republicans. You know why? Because it's a primary season. And the bottom line is you have total control to do anything you want to do several times in the last decade. And even now, you've got total control to push back whatever you want to do, push through. What are you waiting for?
Because I know it won't pass even with Democrats.
It not only will it not pass, the pushback at the polls would devastate them, right?
Oh, it would be brutal, especially since we have over 5 million new gun owners in the past 2 years. A huge majority of them, women! Woohoo! Yeah, because you know what? Those mommies, they don't want to just feed their babies, but they want to protect them too.
Yep.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I have taught women from all walks of life, all colors, all sexual orientations, all economic statuses, that it's always the same. They want to be able to protect themselves and their families. Want to protect myself and my family. It's always the same across the board. And when COVID hit, it was insanity with people trying to, with women trying to get into classes.
I can only imagine.
You know, the gun shops I talked to, brand new, you know, women coming in and who had never even touched a gun before wanting to buy a firearm. It was, you know, they directed them to get some training first, but that would be a huge mistake. They like to talk about, you're right, they like to talk about it, they like to talk all the time, but they know it's a failing. It's a failure. The only people who are for gun control are the extreme leftists who want control, not safety. They don't want, it's nothing to do with gun safety. And most people know that now.
Oh, yeah.
Most Americans know that. See, they pushed, right? They tried to push and say, you know, they switched around the lingo and they say gun violence, right? Well, there's no such thing as gun violence because guns are an inanimate object. They can't commit an act of violence, you morons. Only humans can commit an act of violence. I mean, if you want to include animals in that, okay, fine. But they're not arrested for criminal behavior. So they you got to watch the lingo. And they've just done this over, like, the past. It wasn't called gun violence before. It was called something else. They never want to talk about the human violence behind it. What's the real issue going on? Is it mental health? Is it poverty? Is it what's really the issue that makes a human want to murder anyone? What is up with that?
Yeah. Well, you and can't talk about mental health at all. You realize that, right?
No, you can't. And you can't talk about mental health because they don't want to believe that that's the problem. They want to blame it on conservative ideology, the NRA, wanting guns for everyone. You know, they like to blame it on everyone but the actual criminal who committed the crime.
But you're right. Don't you love that? They're blaming it on the NRA, right? When again, the NRA's got a lot of, what did they have last time? Like six million members, somewhere around there, 6-7 million members.
I
can't remember, but anyway, bottom line with it was, I thought it was really interesting when I saw the numbers that there were. They might be low now compared to when I actually saw them, but when you think about how many guns are in this country and how many gun owners there actually are, they represent a fraction of the actual gun owners, and right. And yet they want to blame it on the NRA. Just love it.
Right. Oh right? No, I was debating a left-wing gun control addict online over the weekend or whenever. I can't remember. It happens often. And I was just saying, look, I said, it's not the NRA. I said, it's grassroots organizations within every state who fight against gun control measures. That's who pushes constitutional carry. That's who gets the government, the local legislatures to change laws or get rid of laws. That's who's doing it. Sure, the NRA will, the NRA legislative branch, they'll come in, but, and, you know, they'll send out emails, but it's the grassroots people that are working to get these things removed or against gun control. Bloomberg spends, and Giffords, their organization, and the Brady organization, they spend millions more than the NRA on lobbying. Millions more across the country at the local and state level and at the federal level than the NRA does.
Yeah.
Any day of the week.
Yep. All right, so real quick, got about a minute left. When you're teaching women how to use guns, you said that most of them are just, we want to protect our family. How many of them would you say are the first time they've ever held in or shot a gun?
10-20%.
Really?
Yeah.
And of that 10-20%, how many of them come back after the first time because, you know, they've been traumatized and the others don't want to come back?
They always leave with a big, giant smile on their face. And yes, we see most of them again. We do.
I've heard that story over and over again from people who are petting.
And it might be more than that. You know what? I don't write down those numbers, but now I'm gonna know that you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm real curious, you know, they come back, well, I thought it was this, I thought it was that, but it wasn't. All right, Kimberly, where can people find you quickly?
GraniteGrot.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, well, you have a great rest of the week. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. David Horowitz joins us after the break.